Hey there, I'm Beth Donaldson, an entrepreneur that puts hustle and heart into everything I do. The Hustle and Heart podcast will give you real and raw advice about overcoming and embracing failures, challenges, and obstacles in order to climb to the top. But it all begins with you. Listen in to each episode to harness your power and achieve more than you ever thought possible. Get ready to own it all because you deserve it. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Hustle and Heart. Today, I'm going to discuss the Queen Bee delusions, my delusions. Delusions, you may be asking yourself, well, hold on, am I advocating for getting lost in fantasy land? Absolutely not. These Queen Bee delusions are powerful mindset shifts that challenge traditional business norms and society standards. And they have propelled me and others towards success in many areas of life. Think of them as audacious beliefs that might even raise a few eyebrows, but ultimately empower you to break the mold and build an empire on your own terms. So buckle up as I'll be sharing with you some of my empowering beliefs that challenge the status quo and will propel you forward to build an empire that's as unique and as audacious as you are. All right, so let's first talk about you can absolutely have it all. Yes, you heard me right. You can have it all. You don't have to choose between great, healthy relationships, a thriving career or business, or putting your health first. You just need to redefine what it means to you to have it all. What does that mean to you? To me, health is number one, because without health, we have nothing. And having healthy, fulfilling relationships that work both ways, where I'm able to make a huge impact and give to others, and they're also willing to put in the work, where others are willing to be there for me, surrounding myself with others that support me, motivate me, and challenge me where I can do the same, is so very special. And that's a huge part of filling my buckets and achieving everything that I want. Creating a business that complements my life and allows me to be present for the people who matter most while fulfilling my life passion and mission are also very important. For me, it's about making an impact in others' lives to help them level up and become the best version of themselves. That fulfills my heart and just makes me so excited and really aligns with my definition of having it all. But I've also learned that they have to want it too. One of my toxic traits is that I sometimes find myself wanting it more for others than they want for themselves. But I found a way to kind of align that where I have learned to welcome others into my circle who are willing to do the work and want it just as much for themselves. So being able to build a life full of everything that fills your buckets, for me, that's travel, nature, self-development, building an empire. It's the small moments, those small moments with your people and those small wins. It's the big moments and ensuring all aspects align with the dreams and desires that are in your heart. So yes, you can absolutely have it all, and it's possible if you're willing to define what that means to you and make a plan with massive action to see it come to fruition. Next up, I want to talk about how building a successful business is all about collaboration and connection. So hustling doesn't mean you have to be the lone wolf. In fact, you can only go so far alone. And it's so important as an entrepreneur to really understand that grinding away in your own world, in your own mind, is so outdated. It's really about building a team that can do it better than you and bring that vision to life and align with the core values and the mission of the organization, surrounding yourself with a supportive network of fellow entrepreneurs, mentors, and a very strong team. And when you find yourself, particularly in the early phases of business, when you're learning many lessons and going through failures, which of course those continue throughout the trajectory of entrepreneurship and your career, but when you are going through those failures, it's really important to just realign. And sometimes you have to take a few steps back. So whether that be with team members that don't align, they don't perform, they don't embrace your core values, they don't understand the vision and the mission, they don't have that passion within them, sometimes you just have to have the courage to pivot and even start over. And I've had to do that myself. And although it can be extremely challenging, it is a beautiful thing when all the pieces connect and you do the work to make sure that all of it is aligning. Again, I've had to do this many times and it's not easy, but it's worth it because your people are everything. Not just the people on your team, but the people you surround yourself with. There's definitely truth to the five people you spend the most time with are going to really say what your life's going to look like. So make sure you pick your circle well, whether that's team members, personal relationships, your partner, because that will flow into every aspect of your life. So I'm a huge believer in that. And then also just learning from everyone around you. Be willing to share your knowledge, be willing to learn, embrace that learning. I absolutely love to learn new things every single day. And if I don't learn something new, I feel like it wasn't necessarily a wonderful day, but I can truly say that I push myself to learn new things, see different perspectives, and build a tribe of badass people who are willing to lift me up when I can do the same for them, especially when times get tough, because they will. Really, it's in those moments that we learn, we adjust, we pivot, and we grow and evolve into the best individuals and professionals and business leaders. So really lean into that and know that collaboration and connection is key, because we can't do anything massive in this world without that connection and collaboration and other people on our side. It's really exciting when you're able to connect with others that align with your goals and what you're trying to build so that you can really have it all. I know I've talked about this next one in a few episodes, but we're going to talk about failure and how we can actually use that as a fertilizer to really grow into an amazing business, to grow as human beings, and to just use it as a fertilizer in life. Because it's inevitable. Every setback holds a valuable lesson. It's a chance to learn and again, pivot and become resilient and become unstoppable. And oftentimes, if you use it and you learn from it and you apply those lessons that you learned, you're able to come back stronger. So don't just shy away from failure. I know this is a very controversial subject, but truly, most successful people in this life, whether it is your marriage or your business or a friendship, really, when you embrace the failure and you learn from that and you apply those learnings, it truly is the fertilizer for growth. So we all have those moments of failure, but those are the moments that can catapult us to the next level. When it comes to entrepreneurship specifically, you don't learn this stuff in school. You just don't. And like the things like emotional intelligence and how to run a business. I mean, you really learn these things by doing, and that's a lot of things in life. So just like, you know, emotional intelligence and being able to have difficult conversations and many other life skills that it requires to build a great life, you have to fail and learn. Because again, those aren't things, unfortunately, that we learn in school. Those are things we learn through doing and learning the lessons and applying and pivoting as needed, because it's absolutely necessary to achieve great things and become successful in life. Failure is the fertilizer to all success in all areas of life. And although sometimes it can be very emotional or difficult or challenging, it's really in those moments that we learn how to become even better. We all have so much opportunity for growth, and it's not linear. It never ends, and there's always more opportunity to really work on it. So make sure you're using that failure for fertilization and watering your own grass. So let's talk a little bit about intimacy. I don't normally get too intimate on my podcast, but I think this is really important when it comes to just building the best life possible, because of who we surround ourselves with. And this can be a little bit of a delusion for some people, but for me, intimacy goes far deeper than just sex. And this is geared more towards, of course, intimacy with love and your partnership. But contrary to what many may think, I believe intimacy starts with trust, respect, communication, and connection. Because without it, the physical just isn't there for me. And, you know, it may be different for other people, but I really think to connect with someone and to find that deep intimacy is truly important. And the reason it's important is because the partner you choose in life has to be aligned. To have alignment with that relationship is key, because they can absolutely make or break the life, empire, and future you are building. Intimacy can lead us right into this next one, talking about the power of vulnerability, because it truly is a superpower. It builds trust and loyalty between all relationships in life. It's the bedrock of any successful business and relationship, not with just other people, but relationship with yourself. So forget the image of the emotionless CEO. I have been guilty of thinking, as a leader, you always have to be the strong one. You have to be the boss. But really, leadership and leaders, we're human beings, and everyone we lead is a human as well. And so leading with empathy and vulnerability is key, because everyone we interact with is a human being. So being able to really be vulnerable in moments of challenges, or just when you're sharing your story, when we share our journeys with our team or our clients or our friends, the good, the bad, the messy, the ugly, the inspiring moments, we can really inspire others to chase their own dreams too. And ultimately, for me, one of my main goals in life is to help build each other up and to help people live their best life. So as we're able to connect on authentic levels, this can take it to a whole different playing field when you're able to be vulnerable. So I really encourage you to lean into that vulnerability, because it is a superpower. When you're able to share your failures, your lessons, and be authentically you with others to build strong relationships in a healthy culture. And culture is not just within the business. Culture is within the organizations and businesses is extremely important. But there's such thing as culture within your circle and your relationships and just life in general, you know, how you want to lead, your core values. So whether that's in business or in your community or even at home, vulnerability is going to really build that healthy culture, because it truly does build that trust and loyalty between individuals. Next, we're going to kind of talk about how entrepreneurship is all about individuality. So I truly believe in embracing who you are as a person, regardless of what other people think, because you have something special to bring into this world. Successful entrepreneurs and just humans living their best lives do not fit into a certain mold, and nor do they want to, because there's no one-size-fits-all approach in life. So embrace what makes you super unique and use it to your advantage, even when others don't understand it. Because let's face it, not everyone is going to like you, and that's totally okay. And they might not like what you're doing, but if you're living your true authentic purpose, life and core values, the right people are going to come into your life, and that's what you need. Because we all have something special to offer to the world, like I said, and everything we have is within us. So if you're able to really live that purpose and give that to the world, you can make a huge difference. So even through the obstacles and bad decisions that we've all been guilty of making, that is what makes us warriors, when we're able to work past that. You know, one of my stories, that's just a part of my story. I'm not super, super proud of it, but I've shared it before. I dropped out of high school. And I may have been called a loser or assumed to lack intelligence, but that's far from the truth. And if those are things that people may think about me because of that part of my story that I now share regularly to try to empower others that you can make mistakes, you can make decisions that you're not necessarily proud of, that actually become a powerful part of your story. So I like to share that because it is part of my story and I'm proud of where I'm at today. It really does come down to the choices and the habits, both good and bad, that have led me to where I am today. And I am on a road and a path of becoming my best self. And the process is constant. It's never ending. So being able to be your authentic, one-of-a-kind self and use your story to inspire others, including yourself, being able to inspire yourself by overcoming a fear and doing something you thought you weren't capable of mentally, physically, or emotionally is really going to get you to that next level. And so just really embrace your individuality because you're special and you have a lot to offer this world. And let's talk a little bit about success doesn't require constant hustle and sacrifice. So even though this podcast is called Hustle and Heart, and I truly believe there is a lot of hustle and heart that needs to go into everything in life to build the life that you want to achieve, you do have to prioritize self-care and build sustainable success. That's what it's all about. Because a rested and balanced leader or person in general is going to make better decisions and inspires a thriving team, inspires their friendships, their circle, their partners. So if you're able to thrive and be the best version of yourself, that is so powerful for everything around you. Some things that can help with that are delegating tasks. You know, we are all great at many things, but we're not great at all of it. So being able to delegate tasks, not only for that reason, but also you can't do it all. You can have it all, but you can't do it all. Leveraging technology is extremely important. We have so much at our fingertips these days that we're able to really leverage that. So I encourage that, and automating systems anywhere possible. There's so much out there that we can automate to really take life to the next level, our businesses to the next level, and ultimately prioritizing your self-care. You can only be the best for others when you become the best for yourself. So that is not selfish. And contrary to what others think of this maybe being selfish and like an all about me mentality, it's necessary to put yourself first to propel forward in life. And lastly, I just want to kind of talk about, I am not a rule follower. I like to break the rules, and I've never liked to be a rule follower. Even though that comes with some controversy, the thing for me is there's so much out there. So it's really about thinking outside the box, even when it comes to something as simple as like a recipe. So oftentimes I'll look at a recipe just for some inspiration, but I'm the one that puts my own twist on it and makes it my own thing. And it always turns out fabulous. I love being in the kitchen, but that's just like a simple analogy of how you can kind of break the rules and create something better when you think outside the box. The reason I believe in breaking rules, and by the way, just to clarify, I'm not talking about the law or ethical boundaries, but really just when society often tries to fit us all into the same category and one box, expecting us to follow like predetermined paths, that is so outdated and something I truly do not believe in. I know it is extremely empowering and powerful for us to lean into breaking those glass ceilings, breaking those society norms, but I have come to embrace and understand the power of challenging norms or breaking rules because let's face it, the light bulb and many other life-changing inventions weren't invented based on thinking inside the box or going by society norms or listening to other people who may doubt you and breaking those boundaries and rules to really create something massive is so impactful that you can literally change the trajectory of everyone's life around you. And it can just be a lot of fun. So don't be afraid to break the rules, think outside the box, and push boundaries to create the best. So there you have it, another episode of Hustle and Heart with Queen Bee Delusions to embrace as you build your empire. Remember, a little healthy insanity can go a long way. So go forth and conquer today and all the days ahead. Don't be afraid to break the mold, challenge the status quo, and chase those crazy ideas that just might change the world. Don't forget to subscribe for more inspiring and thoughtful provoking conversations designed to empower your entrepreneurial spirit and your journey. Until next time, keep hustling with heart. Have a great day. There you have it, another episode of Hustle and Heart. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on your app and connect with me on social media so you don't miss a beat. I'll see you next time on the Hustle and Heart podcast.